The creator of Jujutsu joining Ursk is the story that made me stop and pay attention on the developer tool side. Score of 244, 184 comments, that's a lot of developer community engagement. For context, Jujutsu, often called JJ, is a version control system developed by Martin von Zweigbergk while he was at Google. It's been gaining traction as an alternative Git frontend that preserves Git compatibility while offering a significantly cleaner mental model, particularly around the concept of operations being first-class objects that can be undone.
Ursk, the Entity Reference Software Collective, or however they're branding it, seems to be positioning itself as an independent home for significant open source projects that need sustainability structures beyond what corporate employment provides. Having the creator of a tool that's genuinely gaining momentum in the developer community is a meaningful signal about where this organization is trying to go.
The HN comment thread has a lot of Jujutsu users sharing what drew them to the tool and what they're hoping Martin's move enables. The recurring theme is that Jujutsu's development velocity has been good but resource constrained. It's been a Google internal project that was also open source, which creates a specific kind of organizational tension around roadmap decisions. Moving to Ursk presumably gives Martin more direct community accountability and potentially more independence in setting the development direction.
From a business perspective, this is the open source sustainability problem in miniature. Developer tools that become infrastructure and version control absolutely qualifies need ongoing maintenance, security work, and ecosystem development. The question of who pays for that work is genuinely unresolved in the industry, and different models, corporate stewardship, foundations, independent collectives like Ursk, have different trade-offs around long-term stability versus responsiveness to community needs.
The fine, I'll build my own text editor post is a wonderful counterpoint to the institutional conversation. Score of 150, 134 comments. A developer named David Bushell got frustrated enough with available options that he built a custom text editing component for his own workflow. Not a full IDE, not a public product, just a thing that worked the way he wanted it to work. And the post documents the process in enough detail that it's genuinely educational about how browser-based text editing actually functions under the hood.
The comment thread became a mini reunion for everyone who has ever been driven to build their own version of something that already exists, which is a very HN energy. But underneath, that is a real technical discussion about the state of content editable, the web editing APIs, and why every build your own editor project eventually rediscovers the same set of painful edge cases around cursor position, selection state, and undo history.
Web FPGA is a 2019 project that resurfaced today with a score of 91 and 32 comments. And I think the reason it's resonating now is that the hardware hacking community has grown substantially since 2019. The concept is exactly what it sounds like: FPGA accessible and programmable through a web interface, which dramatically lowers the barrier to entry for hardware experimentation. You don't need a licensed toolchain installed locally. You write your HDL in the browser and synthesize it to hardware.
The Tektronix Oscilloscope refurbishing post has that same energy, score of 132, 56 comments. Someone spent time restoring a TDS-7104, which is a high-bandwidth digital oscilloscope from the late 1990s that represents serious engineering quality even by modern standards. The appeal to the HN community is partly the hardware archaeology, understanding what made high-end test equipment from that era tick, and partly a practical argument that well-built instruments from the past can still outperform cheap modern equivalents for many use cases.
Sonic Pi is another resurfaced project that continues to accumulate fans. Score of 180, 35 comments. For those who haven't encountered it, Sonic Pi is a live coding environment for music synthesis, built on Ruby, that lets you write code that generates music in real time. It was originally designed for education, particularly as a way to teach programming concepts to children through musical feedback. But it's developed a genuine adult practitioner community as well.
The appeal is that the feedback loop is immediate and aesthetic, which is a fundamentally different programming experience than watching unit tests pass. When your code produces a chord progression that unexpectedly resolves beautifully, you have visceral evidence that something is working, and you care about making it better in a way that fixing a null pointer exception doesn't quite replicate.
An ambient CSS version 3 is the visual design equivalent of that kind of creative coding. Score of 280, 82 comments. The tagline, Blender meets CSS, is doing a lot of work. But the substance is a CSS framework that brings 3D lighting models, material properties, and physically based rendering concepts into the browser without requiring WebGL. The demo appears to be genuinely striking. You can define a scene with directional lights and specular highlights using CSS properties that don't currently exist in any standard.
The HN community is torn between admiring the technical achievement and asking whether this is a practical tool or an impressive demo. The performance characteristics of doing lighting calculations in CSS, which runs on the main thread, rather than WebGL, which is GPU accelerated, are going to limit where you can deploy this. But as a statement about what the declarative model of web design could look like, it's thought-provoking.
The movie scene map, 13,312 films, series, games, anime, and manga, scored 268 with 38 comments. And it's exactly the kind of personal data project that finds a warm audience on 8chan. The premise appears to be a geographic visualization of where scenes in various media are actually set, which is interesting both as a data visualization problem and as a cultural geography tool. The comment thread has people surfacing gaps and errors, which is essentially free crowdsourced data validation.